seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead. A small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think, then things go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
When them think, then things go another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information and Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom of and Queendom of Islam, right here, right now on this earth. Recording date, Sunday, August the 11th. 2013. Let's skip to verse 6. And it says here, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. You see, this is science, sisters and brothers. See, the Lord is life. The Lord is existence. The Most High is life and existence. Those principles are the most powerful principles in the universe, and we obey life. We want to separate from death. Thou hast made heaven. Can we not argue successfully that heaven was made by the power of life? Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Let's see if we can try to break down some of these words. We know that Yahweh, or Yahweh, or Jehovah, or Yehovah means existing one, living one, life, existence. The root, etymological root, has to do with coming into being, to be, to rise, to be raised, so on and so forth. So the Most High Father, the Most High Mother, Yahweh, Numbers chapter 11, begetting, conceiving, the science of life, giving birth to life, begetting and conceiving existence, giving birth to existence, the principles of life, and adhering to the principles of life, has life has made. 6213, thou hast made, asa, 6213 Hebrew side, to do, to fashion, to accomplish, to make, to produce, to prepare. So this work of the universe. I was not long ago at the Grand Canyon with my beautiful wife, and that Grand Canyon was a process of 1.5 billion years, water and rock, water going down, going deep, creating cracks and crevices, earthquake, shifting of earth amongst earth, caveats and crevices, great chasms being made, and that process, 1.5 billion years, life, working life, life working in the earth, life working in the universe, vegetation, trees, water, life creating life, existence giving birth to existence. This is Yahweh. This is Yahuwah. Yahweh, Yahuwah, existence and life has made heaven. 8064. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a masculine noun, the sacred masculine. It means, this word is defined as heaven. Heavens and sky, visible heavens, sky, the abode of the stars, the visible universe, the sky, the atmosphere, the heaven as the abode of God or the abode of Yahweh, Yahuwah, heaven, the abode of existence and life. You can't get around this, sisters and brothers. This word also has to do with astrologers and air. The astrologers were they who studied scientifically the sun, moon, stars, and planets, studied astral science, science connected to the stars, studied solar science, science connected to the sun, studied lunar science, science connected to the moon, studied the science of the universe to transmit life to the people. Now this word, heaven, is shamayim, and it looks like shaman. When I was in Arizona, next to the Grand Canyon, I met a Navajo woman and her two daughters, and this Navajo woman happened to be the wife of a shaman or a medicine man in the Navajo nation. This shamayim, this shaman, this medicine man, this wife, I would call her a medicine woman, a shamayim, a shaman as well. These are they who study scientifically the universe, study how the heavens work, study the movement of the stars and the sun and the moon and the planets, study the zodiac, study the 12-month zodiac in clockwise movement, and then study the 26,000 reverse zodiac, reverse and counterclockwise movement of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, and the 7 pole stars, and each pole star is a constellation that has to do with various aspects of the Most High and various characteristics of the Most High in the universe to transmit life, to transmit Yahweh, Yahuwah to us, the visible universe, the sky, the atmosphere. So in this word, you see that the heavens are masculine, but we know that the heavens is masculine and feminine. Remember those 4 gods and 4 goddesses attached to the earth, air, fire, and water. So in this case, shamayim is masculine, because the sacred masculine as well as the sacred feminine seen in the heavens. So Yahweh Yahuwah made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, with their host. 6635, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The word here is Sava. 6635, Hebrew side. Masculine noun, the sacred masculine seen in the universe. And the host is the angels. But watch this. also sun, moon, and stars, and the whole of creation. So we see that every element, notice that word element, in the universe. But this word also means an army, a host, an organized army. The angels, the spirit world, are the army of the Most High. And because you and I are angels in human flesh, spirit in human flesh, masculine and feminine, Christ spirit in human flesh, Adam, the pole in human flesh, we are also called to be the army of life, the army that goes against death, the army that goes against the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, and with the power and word of the Most High and truth and justice and righteousness, as the Quran says, we hurl truth at falsehood and knock out its brains. This means the very thinking, the very mind that has created a system of death, hell, and destruction, we short circuit that mind, so that that mind of death and hell is inoperative, no longer operates, ceases to exist, because all of us have become gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. War, warfare, service, go out to war. We are in a war against unrighteousness, a war against Satan, a war against the demonic influence. We fight daily to think rightly, to think correctly. We study sun, we study moon, we study stars, we study Orion or Asar, we study Aset and the Sirius star system. We study all of that reality so that we may understand birth, rebirth, resurrection, and life within the universe and life within ourselves. We are at the service of life. We war against death to promote life. It says here, with all their host, the earth, and the earth is Eretz, 776 Hebrew side. This is a feminine noun. Now we know that the earth is seen as sacred masculine and sacred feminine, four gods, four goddesses attached to earth, air, fire, and water, a god and a goddess attached to each base element. But here, the word Eretz is feminine, the sacred feminine seen as the earth, or Mother Earth. But the earth works on male and female polarity, begetting and conceiving, bringing forth life. But the earth, land, earth, the whole earth, as opposed to a part, the earth as opposed to heaven, earth and the inhabitants, the land, territory, district, region, country, territory, inhabitants of land, city, state. So life brought forth this earth to bring forth more life and existence for all. Yahweh Yahuwah has made heaven and has made the host and has made the earth and all things that are therein. The seas, 3220, Yam, means sea. The mighty river Nile, seas in general, Sea of Galilee, Dead Sea, Red Sea, Mediterranean Sea, the sea, the great basin in the temple court, the great basin in the temple court that we as priests and priestesses went to wash our hands and how do you call it? The ritual of cleansing, because we must confess our sins and be cleansed of wickedness and destruction and come towards each other with truth, justice, and righteousness. Seaward, west, and westward. This is interesting. Is it that the African Hebrew scientists and Africans studied the waters and studied the patterns of the winds and studied how the winds moving westward carried ships and boats and water vessels westward on a westward journey. Is that not how we were kidnapped from Africa and the boats and the ships sailed westward, sailed to the west? Is this telling me and confirming that the Africans understood the whole earth?
Yes, they did.
Understood the patterns of the waterways and the seas?
Yes, they did.
And were the first to sail all over the earth?
Yes, they were, the African ancestors.
And were the first to reach the Americas?
It is true.
The original peoples all over the earth are Africans who sailed the earth over and over again and were the first to populate everywhere and teach red man and brown man and yellow man and white man how to use the waterways and the seas and sail westward and use the airways and so on. This is such wonderful teaching. This is such wonderful knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And all that is therein and thou preservest. 2421. Kaya. This is interesting because the word for ganja in Jamaica is kaya. This is interesting. But the word kaya or kaya in Kemet, ka would be spirit, and ya in the African Hebrew is the short form of Yah, Yahuwah, Yahshua, and you hear hallelujah, hallelujah-wah. And so Ka and Yah, the spirit of Yahuwah, the spirit of life, the spirit of existence for all. So this word Kaya is the word for preserve. Now watch this now. It's so interesting when we know a little bit of Africa and a little bit of words. So I said Kaya. The word for preserve is Kaya, 2421. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And Ka is spirit in Kemet, in Africa. Kemet, Africa. And Yah, the African Hebrew word for Yahuwah, the short form, Yah. And you hear it in hallelujah and various words, Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Jeremiah Yahuwah, or Isaiah Yahuwah. So Ka is spirit, the spirit of life. Yahuwah is life and existence. Now watch what this word means now. Preserve, to live, to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life, to live prosperously, to live forever, to be quickened, to be alive, to be restored to life or health, to be restored and revived and quickened from sickness and discouragement and faintness. Have you ever seen someone faint? Looks like they're almost dying or dead, but they've fainted. So preserve it. Kaya, the spirit of Yahuwah, the spirit of existence and life. It even means to cause, to grow, to restore, restore to health, restore to life. So the spirit of Yahuwah, the spirit of life, the spirit of revive, the spirit of preservation, life, and restoration. This is what we are about, sisters and brothers. And to the extent that we have not upheld the tenets of Kaya, the spirit of Yahuwah, the spirit of life and existence, to the extent that we have bought into this no good rotten system of death, hell, and destruction, we must repent and say to the Most High, we are sorry. Preservest them all and the host. 6635. Sabah. The same word that we saw earlier, the angels. But all of us are angels. And we are all the army of Yahuwah. We are fighting on behalf of Yahuwah and life for all. This is a fight. The host of heaven, Shamayim, we said that already, but worshipeth thee. So this is telling us that the whole universe worships Yahuwah, worships life. The word worship is 7812 Shaka. Remember Shaka Zulu? That word Shaka looks like to me came from this word in the African Hebrew language, Shaka. And you see that Ka is spirit there again. But worship, Shaka, 7812. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a verb, to bow down. To bow down, to depress, meaning press down. Bow down, prostrate oneself before the superior in homage. The word homage is defined as respect and special honor, public acknowledgement of feudal allegiance. And I believe, let me see, feudal. Feudal is defined as customs, a set of legal and military customs. But feudal, resembling, related to, let me see now. I want to know what this word feudal literally means. Relating to lands held in fee or to the holding of such lands. Resembling or relating to feudalism or its institutions. Relating to a fief. So this is talking about the old feudal system in which you had landlords in the Middle Ages. And the landlord, the feudal chiefs, held control over the land, and the people were servants to the fiefdoms and the feudal lords, but that was slavery, death, hell, and destruction. When we say that we are worshiping Yahweh Yahuwah, and that Yahweh Yahuwah is the owner of the universe, we are talking about the principles of life having ownership of the universe, and we and the whole of the universe and all the gods and the goddesses and all the elements of the universe bow down and worship Yahweh Yahuwah, meaning we worship life, we follow life and existence, and we propagate knowledge and wisdom from life and existence for all. We bow down, we pay homage to. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught the nation of Islam and taught us to have respect and honor for life, L-I-F-E. Life is in the African Hebrew language, Yahweh, Yahuwah. And Louis Farrakhan, my minister of the Nation of Islam, had a teaching called respect for life. That's what this scripture is teaching us. Now, I want to, for a brief, talk about how this scripture goes into about how the Most High preserved the African Hebrew Israelite nation through the experience of slavery and then freed our ancestors. And the African ancestors traveled by following pillars. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The word pillar in the African Hebrew language, 4690, pillars is matzuk, molten support, pillar,
column.
And in 1 Samuel, Mother Hannah, mother of Samuel, talks about how the earth sits on pillars. The pillars of the earth are the Lord's. The pillars of the earth belong to Yahuwah, the principles of life and existence. And this is ancient African teaching. Remember, Revelation talks about how we can become pillars in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven. That support system, that support in the kingdom. What is this talking about? What are the pillars? In Africa, the African ancestors taught using solar science, using the sun showing the way towards the west, rising in the east, setting in the west. The south side, in that paradigm, using the sun, facing out towards the west, your left side would be the south side, and the south side represents the female, represents morality, represents wisdom, represents righteousness, represents Mother Holy Spirit, the queen, the priestess, the prophet, the church, represents righteousness. The south side, called Thebes in Egypt, called Ainu Shema, having to do with strength. And Jachin means strength. And Ainu Shema has to do with strength. So that's one side or one pillar. And the north side, we are the sun. We are facing the west, coming out of the east. And so the right side is the masculine and the male, representing spirituality, representing knowledge, representing justice, representing the king and the father, and Yahushua and the Messiah, representing fleetness or being quick. Boaz, if I have it correct, means fleetness. And Mishpat is the word for justice and judgment in the African Hebrew language. And this is the north side, the city in the north in Egypt called On, Anu Shema, having to do with establish. So you have the sacred feminine and strength, and you in the south, and you have the sacred masculine in the north and establish. And you have all of those principles that we named. Sacred feminine, morality. But morality is nothing without spirituality. Spirituality is the sacred masculine. Spirituality needs morality. Wisdom, the sacred feminine, wisdom is nothing without the sacred masculine, knowledge. The sacred feminine, righteousness, is nothing without the sacred masculine, justice and judgment. So you see, these principles, the sacred feminine, strength, the sacred masculine, establish, created, unification and stability. These principles represent the pillars of the universe. These are the pillars that we are talking about in Scripture. We must study these realities, study these principles, and become truth, justice, and righteousness, and become those principles that are the pillars. Let's confess our sins and become the pillars of righteousness. Love one another. Stand for one another. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.